Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hi, and welcome everyone. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, your host for the next 2 hours on this brand new station that we have just launched today. The intros there were played by the lovely Sweet Manix, and if you were listening about half hour ago, you would have caught the Sweet Manix radio show right here on MikeSpirit.fm or even on Blog Talk Radio. Whichever way you're listening, you're welcome, and I'm looking forward to being your host here, regular, right here on this show. Well, I've got an amazing show lined up here for you today, and this lady needs no introduction, as she hosts her own radio station right over there on the Bridge Talk Radio, and it's Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. Are you there with us?
I'm here. Hello, Mike.
Well, and welcome to the brand new radio station. It's the first day, the launch of it.
Excited to be here, Mike, and thank you for asking me to be your very first guest on this new show for you. I'm really honoured to be your first guest, so I really appreciate it. So thank
well,
you.
Well, Beth, it's always an honour to have you on, and it really is. You know, you've done some amazing shows for me in the past, but I know that we got some exciting news between us, really, haven't we, to be talking about First Things First.
Yeah, we have got some exciting news. We've got a big event that's going to be held in a place called Dudley in the UK, which is in the West Midlands. We're going to have a big live demonstration of mediumship, which is going to be held on the 14th of October at the Station Hotel in Dudley. Now, anybody who is familiar with the TV programme Most Haunted probably recognises the name The Station Hotel, because it is a very haunted location where Most Haunted filmed a programme, and it is also located opposite Dudley Castle. Now, Dudley Castle was where Most Haunted did a live evening on the TV. They did a ghost hunt there, and they had a big audience actually in the castle grounds. So it's a super location for us. That's all going to start at 7:30 on Friday the 14th of October. Tickets are available. If you get hold of me on Facebook, if you look up Elizabeth Lee Crowther, you can get tickets. And Mike, you're going to be one of the mediums that is going to be doing a demonstration of mediumship for us, aren't you?
Well, I am, and you know, alongside lots of other mediums as well. I know that you'll be working there as well. We have some good friends. I know Mike, or Mick, as he rather is to be called, is going to be there as well.
Mick Green,
and Mick Green is actually going to be coming on the show very, very soon.
That'll be a lovely show for you. Mick's a very talented medium.
Well, I'm really looking forward to that, because you know, I've actually met Mick on another venture that I was doing quite a few months ago. So I'm really looking forward to actually working with Mick again. And also, there's a lady, Wendy, isn't it? And I know Wendy Binks, isn't it?
Yeah, Wendy Binks is from Liverpool. She also uses the name of Lady Snake. Again, a very talented medium. Also, Dave Williams, who is a West Midlands-based psychic medium too. And we've got a lady called Jean Foster. Now, Jean Foster is a very accurate medium. She works very, very well in front of an audience. I've been very lucky to have her on my show in the past. And she's going to be doing a slot as well. We've got a very exciting night, because I've got somebody also coming, a lady called Teresa, who's going to be playing the keyboard during the interview. She's a very talented pianist. She's going to be playing the keyboard for us. And then after the live show, which is going to be at least a two-hour show, possibly a little bit longer, we're going to have a disco and a party. So people, you know, there's only 250 places, so people do really need to be sort of reserving their tickets ASAP.
So they'll be able to get the tickets on Facebook under Elizabeth Lee Crowther.
Yeah, that's right. Well, if anybody wants a ticket, if they contact me, what will happen is I will be sort of the middleman, if you like, because the tickets are available from the Bridge Radio, is where you can go to get the tickets. But if you want to come through me and say, oh, you know, can you tell me a little bit more about the evening, about the mediums or anything like that, I suggest you contact me, Elizabeth Lee Crowther. I can give you more information and then I can direct you for the purchasing of the tickets.
So it's going to be a wonderful event. You know, I'm really looking forward to this because not only am I going to meet up with some, I can't say old friends, but new friends. Well, and old friends, really, you know, because, as I say, you know, I've had the pleasure of meeting Mick, Wendy, and also Dave as well.
Yeah, so, I don't think really you've ever met Jean, so it'll be quite nice for you to meet Jean. There will be other mediums who will be there, but they're probably mainly going to come because we're going to have a bit of a networking event about 6:30 to 7:30. So people who work in the psychic industry or other mediums or healers, it's an opportunity for us all to mingle, get to know each other. Sometimes we need to put names to faces because we've heard of the people but we've never met them, or we've had them as a guest on the radio show but over the phone and never personally met. So we're going to have a nice little hour there of networking, and then the doors open to the public at 7:30. The best thing about it, the tickets are really cheap. They're just £7.50, with also a donation being made to charity. So that's absolutely brilliant. So we've tried to make it accessible for everybody. And you can also stay overnight at the station hotel. The room rates start from about £40. So it really isn't expensive to stay there, if you dare to stay there.
Remember, well, I know I'm looking forward. Well, I know I'm looking forward, Beth, because I need to book one of them rooms. So, you know, maybe some of us could get together in the middle of the night. Shh, don't tell nobody I said that. And, you know, who knows?
Have a bit of a ghost hunt in the middle of the night. I mean, that's what people actually do at the station hotel. What's great is that you can make a weekend of it, because over the road you've got Dudley Zoo and Castle. Again, a haunted location, but the added advantage of there being a zoo, so a tourist attraction. And 5 minutes walk down the road from there is something called the Black Country Museum, which again is another tourist attraction. Just a 5-10 minute car journey away, or even there's a bus service, is a place called the Merryhill Centre, which is one of the country's largest shopping centres. So again, if you want to do some early Christmas shopping, or you just want a nice day out, perhaps on the Saturday, there's loads to do. You could really make a weekend or at least a couple of days of visiting us here in the West Midlands. It is a great place to be. And, you know, a night of entertainment and maybe some messages for you from your loved ones. And then you could go off, visit the zoo, the museum, and go and do some shopping.
You know, if people come along to this event, you know, not only will they be supporting a great charity, really, is that they will be able to make a complete weekend of it. And as you said, you know, what a better time than to do your Christmas shopping? Perfect.
You know, it's going to be great. So, of course, there'll be lots of people there from the Bridge Radio as well that will be there chatting away to everybody. But the show, the actual live demonstration of mediumship show, is going to be recorded, and clips of the show are going to be played on the show on the Sunday. So the actual event is on October the 14th, which is a Friday. The spiritual calling show, which is on the Sunday, which is the 16th of October, we're going to be playing some clips from the demonstration of mediumship. So the audience who will be participating, you know, somebody may get a reading, they will have a microphone that they will be answering into, and all of it's going to be recorded, so they might even hear themselves on the radio show on the Sunday.
Well, I tell you what I will do, Beth, as well. You know, because it's such an amazing event that is going on. Obviously, there's going to be lots of people from the bridge there. I'll be there from MikeSpirit.fm as well. You know, and also, if you can give me a copy of some of these snippets, I'll be able to play them in my show as well. So not only will people be able to get it from your show, but they will be able to get it from my show as well. So, you know, again, an amazing opportunity for our listeners to come and interact with us, really, isn't it?
Well, that's the whole thing, isn't it? I mean, very often, you know, you can have a reading on the radio, but you can't see the person face to face. You may have more questions that you want to ask. Maybe those are quite of a personal nature that wouldn't be appropriate to broadcast on the radio. I certainly will be hanging around, you know, during the disco and afterwards, and I'm quite happy to talk to anybody, as I'm sure you are as well, Mike, and to answer anybody's questions.
Most definitely, Beth. You know, and that's the one side of this that I really do enjoy, is being able to interact with people and to, you know, talk to them about the... even their experiences, they've got questions about spiritualism, whether it's about life after death, or whatever that question is about, I'm more than happy. Anyway, Beth, I think we need to get on with the show here. I know that we've got lots of callers online, so we'll be going straight to the callers, but first we need to go to an ID break, and we'll be right back just after this.
Hi, we are the Sweet Manics, and we will be bringing you a brand new show on MikeSpirit.fm
every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. UK time,
bringing you the best of classic rock and up-and-coming Welsh music.
I know I'll be shuffling my iPod. How about you, Robin?
I certainly will, Rachel.
Well, again, that was a lovely ID break there by the Sweet Manics, and as I just said in the beginning of the show, if you did miss the Sweet Manics, they will be back next week, and what an amazing show that they put on for the first show ever on MikeSpirit.fm. But you know, let's get on with today's show, Beth, and let's get on with our callers, and let's go straight to them phone lines. And I do believe that we have Beth. No, Beth is the guest. It's Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, yes, we're doing very well, and thank you for calling in, you know, particularly on this, well, it's an historical day for us, really, isn't it?
Oh, this is awesome.
And, you know, you are our first caller, so welcome.
Cool, thank you so much, I appreciate that.
That's okay, and was there a reason that you called in for? Was there a reading that you was looking for, or was it just a bit of advice?
No, actually, I have a son and a husband in spirit. And I was wondering if they have some messages for me.
Okay, well, me and Beth will certainly do our best here to communicate with these people. But there's no guarantee here, Brenda, that we can actually communicate with those particular ones. But we will do our best. And if they come through, then we will give them that time to make that communication there with you. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Well, I know I'm aware of a gentleman here that connects to me from the spirit world, and I know that this gentleman makes aware that he passed very suddenly home to the spirit world, because I know that my life was ended very, very quickly here. I do believe that this would be in result of some kind of, I don't want to say an accident, but if only it was recognized maybe a bit sooner. So I believe that this gentleman would have passed something to do with his chest, as if my breathing just stopped. So whether it was the heart that took this man over, I'm not sure, but I know that he passed very suddenly, and I do believe that he's not of any great age. I feel maybe his 40s, maybe his late 40s, as he makes his communication here. Do you understand of this gentleman here, Brenda?
Yes, that would be my husband, and he was in his 50s.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, don't tell us no more about him, Brenda. Okay, it's up to us to tell you all about him. And work with his vibration, okay? But I know that he's come through here from the spirit world, and he's made that connection with me because he wants me to say to you that he's been in your life. Now, he tells me that there's been lots of emotion in your life of late. There's been lots of upset and lots of hurt in your life. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
And he tells me that there's lots of questions that you've got in your mind to do with where do you go from here on in. Does that make sense to you, Brenda?
It does, yes.
because he tells me that he's been by you, he's been sat by you, as you've been asking for his guidance to come through. And correct me if I'm wrong here, Brenda, you must have been to, no, I don't know what time zone that you're on. I imagine it's early in the morning with you, is that right?
Actually, it's about 2:30 in the afternoon.
Okay, that's fine. But this morning, okay? Okay, this morning you must have been trying to talk to him, is that right?
I was talking to him and my son both.
Okay, that's perfect, because he tells me here that he was with you this morning as you've been trying to talk to him, trying to make that connection there from the spirit world to this world, and he says to me, you know, I hear every word that you have to say. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, and he says to me here about drying up your tears, okay, so you understand there's lots of tears around you of late, lots of hurts, lots of emotion, and he says to me that we're doing fine, okay, stop worrying about us, because I know that you are life's little warriors, is that right?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, now he also makes me aware of someone else that's with me, and I want to see this one pass through tragic circumstances, okay? I do believe that I want to see a young gentleman. I want to see that his life was ended very quickly, okay? I do believe he was like maybe not so much that he helped himself, I don't believe that, but it's certainly to the point that it was traumatic, it shouldn't have happened. I feel as if it's something went wrong, okay? Do you understand? Something went wrong,
yes,
and I
should. Yes, I do. That was my son.
That's your son. Okay, good. Because I know that this gentleman comes through here, and it went wrong. I shouldn't be here. It should still be in this life. Now, if I tell you that for some reason that you kind of blame yourself in some kind of way, or you're taking some of the responsibility yourself for your son's passing, is that right?
Yes. Yes, I feel like if I would have been with him, it wouldn't have happened.
Okay, because he says to me here that you mustn't take any of the blame yourself, that it's not your fault, okay? So please remember that he's saying that there to you, okay?
Yes.
It's not your fault, okay? But I know that the two of them are blending their energies together. Your son and your husband have come through here from the spirit world to be remembered here to you, okay? But I know that he wants me to tell you that we must move forward. And, you know, those questions that you have in your mind, know that they are listening to every word that you're saying. And for some reason, I want to say to you, yes, move forward. Do you understand why I'm saying that there to you?
Yes, I don't really want to move forward, but I know that I'm supposed to. It's just really hard.
Okay. Okay, Brenda, well, I know that's what he's come to say. I know I've got to move on because I know I've got lots of callers online here. But know that this are with you. I haven't even got false teeth, not bad. But I know that the two of them are with you there from the spirit world. That are trying to uplift you, trying to guide you. But just know that they're always around your vibration, and know that, you know, the love that they still have for you is still as strong today as it ever was. Okay, you understand that?
I do. Okay. And so is my love for them.
Okay. And you know, they perfectly understand that. And remember, you can have a copy of that reading in my archives. If you go to the mikespirit.fm website, you will get a copy of that in my archives, maybe around midday tomorrow. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in here. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have Jill. Jill, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, and welcome to MikeSpirit.fm or even Blog Talk Radio, whichever way that you're listening in.
Okay, my question is my father died 4 years ago, and my sister really hasn't maintained a relationship with me, and I'm not really sure why, but then I just got a message from her. She may come next month for a wedding. She might come, and is she coming? And I'm really nervous about it because she hasn't maintained a relationship with me. What do you get?
Okay, Jill. Okay, don't tell us anymore. Elizabeth, are you ready to work there?
Yes, absolutely. Hello, Jill.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, I'm just looking at some cards for you, Jill.
Okay.
I do see that... this opportunity of the wedding that comes up is going to be a great opportunity for you and your sister to do a lot of talking, because the card that I've pulled out for you is Speak Your Truth. And I do believe that since Dad's passing, that your sister, I know that you would have been very affected by it, but your sister has also carried a lot of deep feelings around from this, and she's found it hard to connect with you. There is some kind of guilt issue that I feel she carries with her for something. I think the wedding is going to be a really good opportunity in order for you to get back on track with your sister, and I would say please don't fear it, because the card that I've pulled out for you is the card that says love, and that she does love you and she does think of you often. She's just got a lot of things going on in her own mind and in her own life that she's finding it hard to reach out to others. Now, as I look into the spirit world, and I've got somebody coming through, would you understand, was Dad suffering from a lot of chest pain and heart difficulties before he crossed over?
My mother had lung problems and died from asbestos.
Because the person that I've got linking in, Jill, gives me a lot of chest pain before they crossed over. So I've got to give you what I pick up from spirit. Very much I've got that energy. I can also see that I have the initial S for sugar, and that is either somebody in spirit world or somebody that is here on earth. They make me feel that that's a significant person, because as I look at the initial S, it's been made very big, and that's my way of knowing that it's somebody significant around you. That I also look at somebody with a name of either Anne or Alan or something that sounds very similar to that. Can you place those?
My grandmother's name was Anne.
Because that is somebody else that it stood in spirit. As I look at Mom, I can see that lady standing there, and this is the name that I pick up on. Who had, I know this sounds a little bit strange, but who either had a love of very unusual earrings or unusual jewellery, or who has got the earrings that have been passed on? They almost look unusual.
Okay, my grandmother Anne and her sister Jewelry had very unusual jewellery.
She had very unusual jewellery?
Yes, very unusual jewellery.
She's showing me the jewellery, and it, to be honest, it's jewellery, kind of jewellery I've never seen before, and it's very distinctive. And I don't know if it was handmade for her or somebody created it especially for her, but it certainly is eye-catching.
Yes.
It's extremely eye-catching jewellery, and it's almost like she would be known for this. And people would say, goodness me, you know, have a look at those earrings. That, you know, they're amazing. Where did you get those from? And it's very much suits this lady's personality. She liked to be noticed.
Right.
Now, have you got children yourself, Jill?
Yes, I have a 12-year-old.
Because this lady, which I believe is Mom, steps forward and wants me to mention the child, your child. Which obviously would be her granddaughter. She talks about the month of April as being significant for somebody's birthday or anniversary.
Okay.
She talks about that. She says that she feels that things are going to change for you as we get into the autumn months. So October, November, I see significant changes coming around you. And then she showed me very significant changes. Good changes, yes. Significant changes, but in a positive way.
Good.
I see that you're very sort of psychically linked in yourself, because there is work that you need to do to progress your own development.
And
okay.
I think you've got a lot to offer other people. Now, I've just seen a cat that jumped in from the spirit world. And would you understand that you had a cat that crossed over?
Yes.
Because the cat has just jumped in wanting to be remembered to you as well. And the cat shows me that you had a big bond and a big affinity with each other. And the cat and you were almost as one. You seem to know
okay.
each other's thoughts.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
So the big bond there. So the cat very much didn't want to be missed out of the reading, which I think is lovely. Yeah, I think there is something to do with either somebody moving house or a house that is bought as a secondary property, or even you will have some either your name on another property, or you will be assisting somebody in the purchase of another property.
Okay, is it good or bad?
It's good. It's very good because
okay.
that's going to almost like elevate you. And I also am conscious that there is going to be a link for you to somebody abroad, which I feel is Spanish. So I think there's going to be a link for you to Spain.
Okay.
Okay, and I want you to look out for that. Again, I look at that as a good thing for you. I want you to remember that I've told you the name of Barbara.
Okay.
Because that, again, comes up with an importance attached to it, and I think that that person is going to be very important to you in the future. And I also want to give you a name which is either Malcolm or Maureen.
Okay.
And as I look at that, there's going to be something to do with boating or some kind of cruise. So I don't know if you've
okay.
planned on the cruise or what that is, but I certainly am picking up on something like that for you as well. I also have a link into spirit where I feel somebody had a problem of a terminal illness. And I do believe that it would have started in the abdomen or the stomach. Can you
okay.
place that?
Yes.
And that person is very keen and very much wanting to be remembered to you, and they send a lot of love to you, Jill.
Okay. Does my sister have a problem with me? Did she think I did something?
I'm not seeing it as that. I see it more that she has some guilt feelings attached to when Dad crossed over. But I do feel that when you get together at the wedding, a lot of old wounds then will be healed. So I think it's a good thing that you both go. And I think you're both going to have a good opportunity to speak your mind. And I think it's going to bring you close together. I think that all the distance that's been there between you is then going to almost vanish, and that you're going to get your relationship back on track.
Okay.
So I hope
okay.
that helps.
Okay, because her
you
husband, I took care of my father when he was dying, and when I called her, he wouldn't let me talk to her, and he hung up on me. Is that the guilt?
Yeah, that's what I pick up about the guilt, and I think she's wrestling with her conscience now.
And she defended him, and then they said I was a bad guy because I got upset.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And unfortunately, when we go through times of trauma and we're looking after ill people and family are involved, emotions are very heightened, and very often people do say things that they don't mean, or they take it out on the wrong person. And I think this is what's happened, and this is what she's kind of conscious of now, and this is what's been holding her back getting in touch with you. But I think the opportunity to get together, have a good talk, I think you will then become close once more. I think your relationship will be healed.
Okay, thank you. That was excellent. Very, very excellent. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Jill, and remember, you can have a copy of that in my archives about midday tomorrow, and thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
in whichever way that you was listening, either on mikespirit.fm or even on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye now. Bye. And let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have Janelle. Is it Janelle online?
Hello, this is Janelle.
Janelle, sorry, I couldn't see the end of that. My mistake. Hi, Janelle, and what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I would like definitely to ask about some good developments coming up for me. I'm in a transitional phase at the moment. Lots of transition.
Okay. Okay, Janelle, well, I'm going to take your caller, okay, and I'm going to let Beth have 5 minutes rest in a minute, because I know that I want to talk to you about, as you said, about your development and about the way that you're going in life there. Now, I do believe that you are linked to spirit in some way, shape, or form as well. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And if I say to you that you're able to connect with the spirit world yourself in some kind of way, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And if I say to you there that the more that you try and connect to the spirit world, the kind of deeper that you were going into it, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, see, who's telling me all this information is a gentleman that links me here from the spirit world. And I know as I want to bring his vibration closer to you, I kind of know that he's quite a nicely rounded built fella in his body of when he was here with us. I do see he's quite rounded in his features there as well. But I know as he communicates here with me that he's. I certainly want to say to you that that this gentleman kind of enjoyed his life when he was here with us. Not the end of it, because he says to me, I kind of suffered towards the end. But he just got on with life the best he could. Okay.
Yes.
Now I do believe that he connects into your family. And I do believe that he connects to your dad's side, if I'm honest, David, because he pulls me towards my dad's side of my family, so I know that's what he connects there with you. And, I do have a feeling that this gentleman could be your dad as he makes that communication. Is that right?
No, my dad is not in spirit.
Okay, so do you understand the description of the gentleman I'm just giving to you?
I do, but it sounds more like on my mother's side. I don't understand the father's side.
Okay, let me go a little bit closer with it, because I can get wrong sides, and I don't mind getting wrong every now and again. But I know that he can. So if he's on your mum's side, then he would be like a dad feeling to you, because I know that. See, whenever dads come around me or mums come around me, they kind of put their arms around me, which makes me feel warm, makes me feel uplifted, makes me feel so much love. So I know that's what this gentleman would have had for you there, quite a lot of love. And he would have liked to be like a fatherly influence then in our life. And I know that's the way he comes forward there, okay?
Yes.
As I said, that he kind of enjoyed his life when he was here with us, I know that he makes me aware that of what he enjoyed about his life was that he was able to do the things that he enjoyed doing, okay? I do believe that he had not so much no ties, but, later on in his life, he was able to do whatever he pleased himself to do. And I believe that that's the way he would have been in his character-wise. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, so far it makes sense for the person that I'm feeling that you're referring to.
Okay, good. Okay, because I know that this is the gentleman that's by the side of me right now. And as he's by the side of me here, I feel as if I want to say to you that he's been around your life quite a lot of late. He understands of this, I can't say difficulty because it's not, this development around you, because he talks to me about, about going forward. If I said to you, Janelle, that you're kind of your own worst enemy sometimes, aren't you?
I don't know.
Because he says to me that sometimes you kind of hold yourself back because you've got so many theories that runs around in your mind. There's so much that's going on in your mind. Should I? Shan't I? Is this right? Is it wrong? He makes you aware that you can be your own worst enemy. If you kind of put all that to one side and just go with it, you will feel a lot better in yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And that's what he wants me to say to you, that he wants you to feel a lot better in yourself, because even though that this is a lovely pathway to walk, and I've enjoyed my pathway for the past 18 years, it's been a wonderful journey there for myself. But, there's been times where we feel, it can be so lonely sometimes, it can be so difficult sometimes, but, it's always gives me the urge next time I'm going to work a bit harder and a bit harder, you know. And I feel that's what I want to put in your life. Keep pushing. Keep trying to reach your potentials. And whenever you feel you've reached your potential, reach higher again, okay? I do believe that this gentleman is in your life to try and push you forward to doing what you need to do for yourself there. Does that make sense to you?
You mean the gentleman in spirit?
Yes, the gentleman
in
spirit.
Yes.
Okay. Now, he says to me that he's communicated with you quite a lot of late, okay? So you understand that he's been around your life a lot of late?
I think about him often, so I guess that makes sense now.
Good, okay, because I know that's what he's come forward to say, that you know he's forever around your life and he understands exactly what's going on around your vibration. So know that he is there with you, okay?
Great.
Know that he's doing his best there for you from where he is in the spirit world, and he will continue walking by the side of you every step of the way, okay? So never fear that you're alone, because you're not, because he's always there with you. In this life, okay? Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I know I've got to move on because I know that there's lots more callers that we have to try and get through, but thank you very much for calling.
Can I ask
okay.
a question?
Yes, you can, yeah.
I am actually very interested in any love relationships coming in for me, and if I'm aware... to have my awareness opened up for that.
Okay. Now, I actually missed a lot of that because I think the sound dropped a little bit there.
Okay, I was asking about love relationships coming into my life and if there's any information that you can give me about that.
Okay. Love relationships, that's what you said, yeah?
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
It's gone a really bad line for some reason, but it doesn't matter. You know, so long as I can make sense of what you're saying, then that's what's important.
Sorry.
Okay. If I say to you that this something has just gone in your life, so whether that there's been a relationship that is
just gone, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're kind of looking, is it going to come back, or is there something new going to come back? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Okay. Because I know that's what he wants me to say. See, because as you're asking the question, that's what he comes to tell me. It's gone, but now you're waiting for it to come back, okay? But I do believe that there's something else that is going to come into your life that he wants me to be aware of, that there's something else or someone else in your life that's going to come into your life quite soon, all right? And I feel as if I want to see to you, it's like giving you a new lease of life. It's like giving you a new birth, because that's what I want to look towards, okay? So know when that comes... I'm not saying that you have to take that, because I would never do that. But when this new thing comes into your life, know that this gentleman has already told you about it, okay? I do believe I want to put that smile back in your face because, you know, it's kind of disappeared for a long time, hasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to come back. It will come back. Just be patient, okay? I know that might sound a little bit... difficult, but you know it will be back there, okay? And I have to move on now. I have to go to my next caller, so I'll say thank you very much. And remembering you have a copy of that in my archives about midday tomorrow, whether you are listening to it on mikespirit.fm or whether that you're in Blog Talk Radio, the archives will be up there in mikespirit.fm about midday tomorrow. I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you too. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Beth, we're steaming through the show here. Let's go straight back to the phone lines because I know that we have Rachel online, I believe. Hi, Rachel, you there with us?
Hi, how are you?
I am doing very well.
I just want to know, if you could connect with Spirit on the other side, any messages for me.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to let my guest come in and talk to you there because I know that my guest is amazing worker there as well. Beth, are you okay there?
Hiya, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
I am fine, thanks. And how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, I'm just having a look at some cards for you, and I'll also see if I can make a link into the spirit world. Straight away, I think you're going through a very exciting time that's just about to come up for you because you've got a super card, because I use oracle cards in my readings as well. And you've got this wonderful card that says, ready, set, go. And it's almost like this is the time for you to really push yourself forward now and launch into action. And I've also picked a card out that says make a wish and watch all your dreams come true. So I really think you're going into a lovely part of your life. You're going to get more money coming in. And I do see this as a result of a new work opportunity. Whether that is employed or self-employment, I'm not sure. But what I want to say to you, Rachel, is that you certainly would be a very good candidate for working for yourself. Now, you've got the soulmate card, and I see a new love interest, whether that's a friendship or a relationship, that's going to be very much of a soulmate that comes in for you. And I think that is going to be a wonderful thing, because I look in the past and I see that you've had an extremely hard time. I feel that you've been through quite a lot of what I would say traumatic events, and I feel as though there is somebody in the spirit world that when they passed over to spirit, it really knocked you for six. It almost, I think in the UK we have an expression that we say it floored us. You know, when something completely almost comes out the blue. Do you understand that, Rachel?
Yes.
And I've got this link with this person that I do feel went over to spirit. And as they go over to spirit, you had a terrible time trying to come to terms with their passing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
They draw very, very close to you. I feel as though they went over to spirit quite quickly. I also have an image of, I don't know whether they enjoyed painting or there is a very special picture that you have, but they are showing me a picture in a frame. Do you understand why I would see that?
Not really, but...
Well, they're showing me a very specific picture, which is in a frame that means an awful lot to them. So I've got to tell you what I can see. Don't worry if you can't think of it now. It'll probably make sense as you think about what I've said later on. They come through in a very loving way. Is there anybody with a G name? I can see the initial G. Is there anybody with a name like George or Gemma?
No.
Very much. You see, I can see the initial G being shown to me quite strongly.
Oh, no. Yes.
Okay, you've got it now.
Yeah.
Would you also understand somebody that went over to spirit, the spirit world, that would be have a level of responsibility to how they crossed over, like they almost feel as though they're taking responsibility for being in the spirit world? In other words, would you understand somebody that did something that led to their passing?
No.
Because I have somebody also linking into me that I feel went over because of a result of their own actions. For instance, somebody, let's say, was in a car and they were speeding, going too fast, so they take responsibility that led to an accident. So I've got somebody with me now that is claiming the reason they're in spirit is because they did something that took them over. This can also be when I get somebody that takes their own life. Can you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm, no, I don't know anybody. Not at the moment, no.
Okay, well, I've got it very strongly. So if I haven't got it for you, then there is somebody listening into the show that is going to get a reading tonight, and Spirit know, and they're already connecting with me. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to kind of distance myself from that person, and then I'll get back on track with your reading. So please just understand that sometimes this happens where Spirit knows somebody's waiting for their reading and they jump in a little bit prematurely. But with you, I also have a gentleman that stands in spirit. I do believe, as I look at this gentleman, that he had problems with his lungs and that there was a lot of either disease of the lungs or there was an emphysema. Certainly, I can hear a person doing a lot of coughing. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Because I've got the person with me, and as I'm asking for clarification and accurate information for you, Rachel, this is how they told me about their illness, and they had a lot of difficulty with getting their breath and actually being able to breathe free and easily because their lungs are extremely congested. I feel as though they suffered with this for some time before they actually crossed over to the spirit world. They tell me that February is a significant month for them, for there is a celebration of somebody's birthday or an anniversary in the month of February. I also want to reference there is a wedding anniversary in the month of July that they're also telling me about. And somebody, they talk about somebody on earth that lost an awful lot of money. It's almost like they were doing okay and then they lost all their money and they were rich. They weren't rich to start with, but they lost so much money that they really, really had a great big financial struggle in order to get themselves back on track. Do you understand who they're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're talking about this financial mess that somebody unfortunately found themselves in. That will improve and get better, which I need to let you know about that. And also, would you understand somebody who had quite a small dog, like a young sort of terrier type dog, because I've just looked at that dog in the spirit world as well.
Yeah, I had a dog. Well, several dogs.
It's quite a small dog. Mm-hmm. Like what we would call in the UK a terrier. Like a small, almost like either a Jack Russell or a Yorkshire Terrier, but a small little dog that could jump up onto your lap.
Yes, yeah, I have a Shih Tzu.
Okay, that's the type of dog that I'm looking at. That dog is very keen to be remembered to you from the spirit world. It tells me that you spent many hours together, and this dog is very grateful because you gave them an awful lot of care, and they tell me that this they never wanted for everything. You made their life very, very comfortable, and they're thanking you from the spirit world for that.
Okay.
I
just have a question about, you said a soulmate was coming in.
Yes, I've got the soulmate card for you, Rachel. So you've got somebody new coming into your life that you're going to have a very big connection with. When you meet this person, you will feel as though you've known them for years, almost like you might be talking to them and within the first hour of your meeting, you will think that you've already known them before, which you haven't, but you'll have an awful lot in common with this person.
Okay, so this is just like a friend. It's not a relationship.
It can be a relationship for you, or it can be a friend, because a soulmate can be a lover, or a soulmate could be a friend.
Right.
But I know you've got a person coming in, and this person is going to bring a lot of love and light into your life, and they're going to be very good for you, because not only are they going to be able to talk to you about things on the same level as you and have the same sense of humour as you, they're going to give you some very, very good advice.
Okay.
And I think things are, financially, things are going to be much better for you in about 3 months' time.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel, for calling. And remembering, you can have a copy of that on my archives about midday tomorrow. Just simply go to www.mikespirit.fm. And thank you very much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. I do believe next online that we have Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Are you there with us?
Hello?
Hi, is that Jessica?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I think that we was having a bit of issues there going on. But hi, Jessica. What was the reason that you called in for the show?
Hi. So I was just going to listen into the show, but I just had a feeling of calling you guys. I had an epiphany when I finally accepted myself. And I was wondering what, like, my angels have for me.
I didn't quite catch that. Can you just repeat that again, sorry?
Yeah, I think it's my phone. 1 second. Can you now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, sorry. Okay, I was just saying, like, I just had an epiphany. I've been on a journey of trying to, like, just be more positive and get the negativity out of my heart, and I feel like I'm actually moving forward. But I was just curious to what, like, my angels or spirit guides or whoever had to say for me. Like, am I on the right path?
Okay, let me just see what I can do here for you, okay? Now, I know I've got somebody linking here from the spirit world, and I know that I've got a lady that communicates, and you should recognize this lady because she says that, you know, that you know her. Now, I do believe that she communicates here, and I know that she's quite a slim-built lady before she passed on to the spirit world. I certainly see that she would have lost quite a bit of weight as well before she passed. But I know that she makes her way that her passing was very traumatic, and that she didn't enjoy that journey, and I don't suppose any of us would have enjoyed that journey, but she says to me it was traumatic, and I do believe that the illness that she had really took grip hold of her towards the end of her life there. I want to say to you that this lady needed lots of care for before she passed on to the spirit world, and as I just said there about this weight loss, I know you could see it in her face because she makes her way of my face, so I know that that's where you could see this weight loss. I do believe that you would have helped this lady in some kind of way before she passed home to the spirit world there, because she makes her way that you would have been there, you would have assisted her and helped her when she was in this life. Do you understand why I'm with you?
Yeah, I think I do, yeah. I think you're talking about my cousin that passed away. Her name was Sylvia. I'm not sure, but I think you're talking about Sylvia.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that's the lady I've got here with me, okay, and, you know, as she talks to me, you know, and I know that you said that you're trying to move on within your life from the negativity, but, geez, she just gives me such a major headache as I'm speaking to her right now, and you'd understand that you're suffering with headaches, you're suffering with feeling down all of the time, and that's what you're trying to move on from, isn't it?
Yeah, like, I'm just trying to move forward and get the negativity out, yeah.
Okay, because she says to me that, you know, that what you were doing, that you are doing it on the right avenue, okay? So whatever it is that you're doing, know that you're moving forward in the right possible way there. Now, I do feel as if I want to say to you that she's continuously around your life. She's trying to assist you. She's trying to help you in this life there. But, you know, just like my last caller that I took, it's almost as if, like, you know, you... If only you believed in yourself a little bit more, things would be a little bit different there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was talking about. Like, last night, I finally just started saying to myself over and over, there's nothing wrong with me, there's nothing wrong with me, you know? And then I was able to fall asleep. I was able to... And I was just amazed. And I was like, once you let go, things fall into place. That's, yeah.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that's what, you know, that she's come to say that you need to, just believe in yourself a little bit more, because the more that you believe yourself, the easier this journey will become from you. Now, if I say to you that this problem stems back maybe the last 3 years, is that right?
Yeah, probably even longer.
Okay, because she tells me it's been maybe like the last 3 years, and that's why it seems to be harder and harder and harder, okay? Now, if I say to you that you've been left in a situation of where you feel you that you're kind of on your own all of the time, is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, because I know that she says to me that, you know, that's where you are at the moment, okay? And the way for you to move forward from this is the more that you believe in yourself, the easier it will become, okay? Know that this lady is from the spirit world, and she will do her utmost best to be by the side of you to kind of push you forward in this life, okay? Now, I do want to say to you as well that I've got a gentleman that links with me as well, and I know that this gentleman, he's quite a well-built gentleman of when he was here with us in this life. He makes aware of when he passed that he would have only been in his late 50s, and I wouldn't say he really touched in his 60s, but you know, if he did, then only jest. But I know that as he comes forward, he's quite casually dressed, so I know that he's quite a relaxed kind of a gentleman. I do feel as if I want to say to you that he's your granddad, because I know that's the way he comes forward. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Do you know if he's, like, on my mom's side or my dad's side?
Okay. I believe that he's on your mom's side, okay, because I know that's where I want to link with him, is on your mom's side. Okay. But I know as he comes forward that he wants me to say to you that he is in your life, and I know that he would have been this uplifting kind of a person in his vibration of when he was here with us. And I do believe that that's the reason why he is in your life at the moment, because he needs to be uplifting. He needs that vibration to be put around you, okay? So know that he's there in your life. Know that he's doing his best there for you, okay? But, you know, it's the old familiar words, isn't it? Come on, chin up and get on with it, okay? I don't mean it to come out that way, but I know that's the way he wants me to say it there to you. Come on, girl, chin up and get on with it, all right? If I say to you that you're now accepting, and I don't mean this to come out in any nasty way at all, because I don't mean it to be that way, but if I say to you that now you kind of been blaming yourself for what went wrong a few years ago, is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And if I said to you that you wish that you could turn back the hands of time, but obviously we can't do that, okay? And that's why that you're struggling with it, to move forward from it, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because of what he says to me here, okay, instead of struggling with it, about wishing that we could go back, instead of looking at the past, let's look forward to our future, because that's what's important there to you. The past is over and done with. Let's move on to what the future holds there for us, okay? And it's up to us what we put out there. That's what we're going to get back. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying that you try and meditate quite a bit?
Oh, yeah, I've tried, but I honestly haven't been doing as much as I was, so I'm trying to start it back up again.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that's what I wanted to talk to you about. The more that we try and meditate, okay, the easier that you kind of switch things off. So as you said last night that you tried to, you know, and you said that I'm stronger than this, I'm better than this, I can deal with this, and you kind of had a good night's sleep. That's what I want to put in front of you, okay? You keep believing in yourself, and you will get there, okay? Stop putting yourself down. You're better than that, okay? And I do believe that you always was better than that. So please, stop putting yourself down and move forward. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Good, okay.
Yeah.
But I know that I got to end my call there, okay? But remember, you have a copy of that in my archives about midday tomorrow. If you go straight to www.mikespirit.fm, and download it there from the archives. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Beth, let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have Tracy online. Tracy, are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi, and welcome, and thank you for calling. Was it a question or was it reading that you was looking for?
Yes, I've been dreaming about my father lately, and he's been giving me some messages, but I'm not really sure what I should be doing.
Okay. Now, let me hand you over to my guest, another wonderful medium here. Elizabeth, are you there?
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, nice to talk to you today. So you've been having some dreams about your dad. And in the dreams, your dad's giving you messages.
Yes.
Okay. Very often, because presumably your dad's in the spirit world, and that's what you mean, your dad's giving you messages from the spirit world.
Yes.
Okay. Because very often, people who have crossed into the spirit world will access us via our dreams. Because it's a way that they find it easier to communicate with us when we're asleep, because we're not putting up any barriers. And the term that we use to describe these dreams when somebody comes in is called a visitation dream, and that's what you're experiencing at the moment. I do believe that your dad has a purpose for coming through and for giving you messages in dreams. Because he's telling me that you need to believe in yourself more and that you're a natural born leader. And I think that you're not trusting your own intuition and your own abilities. And I think that you need to be moving up the ladder where work is concerned. But it's almost like you're holding yourself back a little bit. I do think that you're a natural born teacher. So do you do any teaching, or do you work with any children?
No, I don't do teaching, but I do a lot of writing, which I have stopped doing lately because I just have not had the time. I've been prevented from it, and I want to teach about nature, actually, through my writing.
Well, I think although you've got things going on which you've said have prevented you from doing this, I think one of Dad's main messages to you is not to lose sight of how you're going to enrich other people's lives through your teaching, which obviously then is going to become in the form of your writing, whether that's books or whether it's articles or whichever form that may take. And I think he very much wants you to know that he is around you. And as I've looked at my oracle cards, one of the cards that has come up for you, Tracy, is the grandparent card. And I do believe that Dad is in spirit with his dad, which would be your grandfather. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Because I've got two gentlemen that stand side by side. One of them, I don't know whether they had a very difficult job that was very dirty, as in breathing in a lot of dirty air, but certainly as I look at one of them, to me they would have had a lot of chest issues and a lot of problems with inhaling, and their lungs look quite congested. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And one of them is showing me that. Now, would you also have a link to somebody that suffered from a head problem or a stroke?
Yes, that would be my grandmother.
Sorry, I missed that, Tracy. Did you say, yes, it was your grandmother?
Yes.
Okay, because I've also got somebody else who steps forward that points to their head in the spirit world, and I know when they do that, that means that they had either a brain problem or they passed over and they had a stroke, and that's what they're giving me at the moment. And who would have suffered from diabetes?
I don't know who that would be.
Is there anybody on the earth that is suffering from that condition?
A friend of mine, yes.
Because they're also looking at the person that's having the diabetic tests or the diabetic problems, and they're very much just saying for you to pass a message on that needs to be looked at more closely by the doctor.
Okay.
Because I don't think they're getting quite the assistance that is required to manage it effectively. Now, I also look at somebody with the initial D, D for dog. They're showing me that as if it is significant for a member of the family.
D, I don't know who that is. I can't think of it.
Don't worry. Just remember that I've given it to you, because all of a sudden you'll suddenly remember what that is. I also want to say the name of Tom or Thomas.
Thomas. Thomas was my father's father's father.
Oh, so you've got quite a lot of family that are linking in today.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I've just got this other card out of my pack for you, which is Wake Up Call. And I do believe on a personal level for you, Tracy, that things have felt very much like you've been shook up and there's a big shake-up
yes.
around you. Do you understand lots
yes.
and lots of things are changing at the moment?
Yes, yes, yes.
And I know that that might feel quite daunting and quite difficult for you to deal with, but believe me when I tell you, you're going to come out of the other side of this a far more stronger person for having the experience.
Wow. Wow.
I know it must be difficult for you to deal with, but it will almost be the making of you in the fact of that as you go through life then, you'll develop a very big understanding for people around you. You'll be a very empathetic person, and you'll be very good at helping people solve their problems later on. I think you've got a lot to offer people around you, and I do believe that where your writing is concerned, I can see something being published with your name on it. And I really do think there is a lot of success there. And I think this is one of the reasons Dad is coming through to you in the dream to push you forward with that. I also want you to look and read more about feng shui, because I think you could adopt that into your life and that would carry great benefits for you.
Oh.
I see somebody new either coming to live with you or a new pet coming in, but there is certainly a new occupant that's going to come into your home.
Yes, yes. It's so funny you say that, because I was looking at numerology for feng shui this morning on the computer, and I want to move into a new apartment, and so I'm afraid to get the new apartment. I don't know if I can afford it, and, you know, I'm kind of worried.
Well, don't worry, because what I see will happen is that you're going to have a new person coming into your home. So it might be a case that you and a friend rent the apartment. But certainly I see that you're going to be living with somebody new.
Wow. Could it be my soulmate, Timothy?
Well, you can certainly ask Timothy if he would like to join in with you. Certainly a perfect opportunity to take your relationship up to a new level.
Right, right. Oh, my gosh. Wow, this is fascinating.
Well, I hope that's helped you, Tracy.
It has. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Please join me as a Facebook friend. If you go and look up Elizabeth Lee Crowther, I'd love to have you as a Facebook friend.
I will definitely do that. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care, Tracy. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Tracy, for calling. Thank you for calling there, Tracy. And remember, you can have a copy of that in my archives about midday tomorrow. If you could just go on to www.mikespirit.fm, and there'll be an archives page up there. You can download a copy of that. So thank you very much for calling. Beth, I know that we have to go to an ID break right now. So we'll go straight back to the phone lines straight after this.
Hi, we are the Sweet Manics, and we will be bringing you a brand new show on MikeSpirit.fm.
every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. UK time,
bringing you the best of classic rock and up-and-coming Welsh music.
I know I'll be shuffling my iPod. How about you, Robin?
I certainly will, Rachel.
Okay, and welcome back. If you've just joined us, you're listening live here to me, your host, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my amazing guest here today. It's Elizabeth Lee Crowther. And Elizabeth, we're steaming through the show. We're already over halfway through the show, and I know that we've got lots more people online. So what me and Elizabeth is going to do right now is try and speed things up a little bit so that we can get through a few more of you. So let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I believe that we have Ashley online. Ashley, are you there with us?
Hi, this is Ashley.
Hi, and welcome to MikeSpirit.fm. And
Thanks for having me on the first show.
No problem at all. It's a pleasure. And, you know, please come back and keep listening. And, you know, there is more amazing shows right here on Mike Spirit FM. I don't know if you were listening earlier on to the Sweet Manics. And I must say, what an amazing show that they put on here for the first show ever. But let's get on with tonight. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Just to connect with deceased loved ones. I can't think of anybody in particular to request, but...
Well, that's good because it's up to us and me, your medium, for this reading to allow anybody that comes here that wants to come here. So bear with me a second there, Ashley, because I know that I am aware here of a lady in particular that comes close here to me. And, you know, the first thing she shows me there, Ashley, is her feet is elevated. So I know that this lady would have difficulty in walking towards the end of her life there. I know that her feet is elevated. She had difficulty in walking. I believe that this lady was quite a nice age as she passes home to the spirit world, because she makes me aware that she would have been a nice age when she passed home to the spirit world. Now, she makes me aware, see, 86 is important, whether that's the age she was when she passed or she was around the 86, I'm not sure, but I know 86 is important there to her. As she comes into my vibration here. Now, I know as well that I want to say to you that she wasn't a very big lady in the build of her body, that she would have been quite nicely built when she was just... Okay, darling, she says to me, I've got a large family, mind. She says to me, I'm from a large family. So I know that this lady would come from quite a large family. I want to say maybe I want to go into double figures with this lady, maybe like 11 or 12 of them. Do you understand that a lady like to me?
Well... I mean, I could think of a few women in my family.
Okay, let me have a little bit more offer then, okay, because I need to establish exactly who this is, if we can. And if I go to your mum's side of your family, that's where I feel I want to connect to it. Is that right? Your mum's side of your family would be a large family.
Yeah, it's larger than my dad's, for sure.
There we are. Okay, because I know that that's where I want to go there, Ashley, is your mum's side, okay? And if I say to you that your... is it your grandmother that would have been... There's like seven girls with your grandmother, is that right?
I don't think there are that many with my grandmother. I also have a great-grandmother that probably have a larger family.
Okay, because I believe that's where this lady comes from, where there's seven girls, and there would have been like 11 or 12 of them there in that family. And I know that that's where she connects from there, okay? Now... See, I'd like to have more information off of you so we can establish who she is. Okay, darling. She says to me that she's the one that had the cancer. Okay, she passed with the cancer. Does that clear up there for you, Ashley?
No.
Okay.
Well, my dad's side of the family, many people passed from cancer. Women.
Okay, that's fine. And would you understand that there's seven women in a family there?
That number's not making sense for me.
Okay. No, I'm going to stick with what I feel. Let's go into your dad's side. Okay? Sorry, into your mom's side. Okay, because I know that's what I feel. That's what is important. Okay, that's where I feel more comfortable in saying. And I know I want to say that there's seven ladies, there would have been seven girls in the family. So there's obviously more boys than girls, okay, if it's 11 or 12. Yes, okay, so I know that there's more girls the boys in the family there, okay? But I know as this lady makes a connection here with you that I want to see to you that she's been around your vibration quite a lot of late. She understands. Now, if I said that to you, Ashley, that there's things going on in your life that you would like to keep it quite private and quite personal, is that right?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because she says to me, you know, boy, there's not a lot that you can open up here. So I know that she makes you aware that it is quite personal and quite private things that's going on in your life there. And she says to me, you know, that there's nothing wrong with holding the cards close to your chest, is it? Okay, so I know that you are quite private yourself there. But if I said that you actually, that you are of a mind of understanding about the spirit world, that would make sense there, too, wouldn't it?
Yes, and that would be the private part of me, the private side of me.
Yeah. There we are, that's fine. Because she says to me about understanding the spirit world and in some what way that I want to say to you that you understand it maybe a little bit more than what some other people would understand it, because I know that, you know, in some kind of way that you kind of communicate with them yourself. Is that right?
I think in my dreams.
Okay.
And I've been meditating lately to work on that.
Okay, that's fine, because I know, see, another caller that Beth took earlier on was about, you know, about meditating in dreams. And, you know, I do believe the same as Beth, you know, when we're in a dreamlike state, that's when the spirit world kind of comes around us, okay? So I know that these people have come around your life at the moment. I know that they are there in your life, that they are trying to push you forward. Now, if I said that to you there, Ashley, at the moment, that you are treading the waters over something in your life, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Treading the waters as in just really thinking about something a lot or deciding about something?
No, it's the Welsh accent, isn't it? that you're kind of taking things really steady, that one step at a time, let's see how it works here before I move on, before I throw myself at something, you're taking things really slow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, and she wants me to say that that's kind of the best way there for you, because you are the kind of person that doesn't really put too much out there, that you only see what is there, then what comes back, then you go from there onwards. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes, it does.
Yes. Okay. Now, I know that she wants me to say to you as well, you know, that the more that she's been in your life, the more that she has seen this, okay, and the more that she has come to realizing then that it has to be one step at a time, okay? Now, I feel as if I need to put in your life that there is several things that you could touch upon in your life, or we could touch upon right now, but she says to me, you know, one thing at a time, one step at a time, and let's take it steady and slowly. Now, let me talk to you about, is it two children that you have, Ashley, at the moment?
I just have one.
You just have one. Well, where's the other child that you come into regular contact with then?
Well, I mean, we're just surrounded by kids and family members.
Okay, because she recognizes of the two children a minute, okay? And as she recognizes the two children, I know I want to say to you that I don't know which one or which ones of these are aware of spirit themselves. Now, do you find that there's one of them in particular that maybe like talks to themselves or wants to play with themselves, or that they're just, you know, communicating with spirit?
I don't know, but my daughter just seems very confident in general, and
okay.
So as far as it doesn't seem like she has a lot of fear, so I don't know if that would be a reflection of that, perhaps.
Okay, well, I know I want to say that she's aware of the one in particular that's becoming more aware of spirit, okay? And it's just her way of saying that she's in your vibration, she's around your vibration. Now, for some reason, I know, and I know I said I want to move on quickly here, but if I say to you that there's tears around you at the moment, that there's been tears in your life, is that right?
There has been, yes.
Because she makes reference to the tears that's been in your life at the moment, okay? And she just wants me to say here to you, okay, that she, you know, you must have been sat down by your bed or even at the end of your bed as tears have been flowing there. Is that right?
That sounds right, yes.
Yes, because she says to me that she's been sat by the edge of your bed as the tears have been flowing. I know that if she was with us in this life, the first thing that you would have done is maybe put your arm around you and say to you, come on, it's okay. And that's what I want to put in your life. Come on, it's okay. All right. Know that she's there with you, Ashley. Know that she will do her best for you from where she's in the spirit world. Okay? And she'll always walk right by the side of you every step of the way. Okay? Is that okay for you?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, actually, remembering, you know, you can have a copy of that reading in my archives about midday tomorrow. Just simply go to www.mikespirit.fm. And thank you for calling, and please call back again.
Okay, thank you. I will. Bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, and I do believe we have James online next. James, are you there with us?
Hi, yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, and how are you doing there?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
We're doing very, very good here. James, was it a reading or was it a question that you had for me and Beth?
I am open to a reading and whatever you guys pick up.
Okay, Beth, are you okay there?
Yeah, hello, James.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm going to have a look at my oracle cards for you and see what comes up, okay? I'm just shuffling them now. Let's see what I've got. Oh, very interesting straight away. I think you've got a lovely opportunity just about to present itself to you, James. I do believe this is in a work capacity. And I think you've got to grab this opportunity with both hands. I also look that into the future and see there's going to be a lot of travel involved for you. And I do believe that you're going to be going to Australia. So have you been thinking about that?
It has been popping up for the last couple of months in my consciousness in magazines. And I said, well, I've never been to Australia. Is this a sign that I'm going to Australia?
Well, I
guess it is a sign that I'm going.
It looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a very good thing for you. I think where your work life and kind of your personal life is concerned, that you've got to start delegating and you've got to start getting people to help you instead of trying to take everything onto your own shoulders and doing everything yourself. You're a very independent young man and you're not really asking for help when you need it.
Okay. Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. That's very true.
I also look at, I don't know whether there's somebody that you go regularly out for coffee with, but I keep seeing this picture of you in like in a cafe or a coffee shop. And I think you're going to have a very important meeting with somebody in some kind of coffee shop or cafe. And now I want you to dream big and to really allow yourself to receive the good that's coming in, because you're not very good at accepting handouts from other people. Your independence gets in the way. And I think that asking the universe for what you would like to happen is certainly a way forward. And I think you will get what you want, but you've got to be patient. And in order for you to walk forward, James, I think there's something around you at the moment that you've got to leave behind. I certainly see there's a situation that has either been getting you down or is not a good and healthy situation around you. And I think you've got to come out of that situation and walk forward. Can you understand what that is?
I'm trying to pinpoint it right now. I'm trying to see if it's a personal relationship or if it's just a situation.
Well, I think it's a personal thing because alongside it, I get the card that says emotional healing. And I just feel as though you're being drained from somebody, almost like somebody is taking a lot of your time or a lot of your energy.
Okay.
And
okay.
I don't think, what I want to say is that I don't think it's fair, that their demands are unfair on you. And I do feel that this causes a great deal of stress.
Okay.
Now, is there anybody you're connected to with a name that sounds like Rupert or Rudy or Ruben, but almost like an R-O or an R-U at the beginning of their name.
Yes, that could be my great-grandmother. Her name is Rosa.
Okay, because I'm looking at the initials like R-O at the beginning of the name. And was there somebody in the family that was very religious?
That could be on both sides. It could be Rosa and her husband, who were very spiritual people. And my great-great-grandfather was a minister.
Oh, okay, because I've got somebody showing me, like, the cross, and almost my symbol for religion is, like, rosary beads, and I can see rosary beads, and that's their way of making me understand that they're a very religious, spiritually-minded people.
Yeah,
Would you also understand anybody that either drowned or had an incident where they were submerged in water?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. The same as Thomas, yes.
Okay, because I've also got that link as well coming through. And who would have been the person that loved horses?
Not picking that up yet.
Or who is the horse rider?
Horse rider. It could be my grandfather on my father's side, but I'm not certain.
Because somebody shows me that they rode horses, but they had a leg injury or a knee injury that was connected to them. Now, is there somebody here on earth that has had to start taking medication to regulate their heartbeat?
I know I was battling high blood pressure for a little while, and I know my father is prone to that.
Okay, and were you put on medication to control that, James?
No. I took over-the-counter regular Advils. I'm not sure. It could be an aunt, one of my aunts, or I'm not certain.
Well,
it could be one of my aunts.
Well, I want to say to you, when I get a message like that, then keep a check on your blood pressure yourself.
Okay.
And if it gets high again, you need to go back and consult with your doctor that it's managed at a reasonable level for you. And would you also understand somebody with the name of Mary or Margaret?
Sounds so very familiar to me. Very familiar.
Because I've also got that link as well. Now, somebody must really love animals because I've just turned over the pets card, and I do believe there was a pet connected to you when you were a child, when you were living with, like, your parents.
Yeah.
Because I can see a pet trying to link into me at the moment. This goes back to your childhood.
Yeah, it was a pet cat. Well, it was a neighborhood cat, and I used to sneak out of my home at night to look at the moon, and he was always there to accompany me. He always followed me everywhere.
And was this a black cat?
Yes, it was a very black cat, very pretty
because
black
what
cat.
What I can see as I look at this cat, that this cat is black in color, so that you know I've got the right link there. And this cat's never forgotten you, which is lovely that they link in, but I know it's when you're a child.
Yeah.
And would you also understand somebody complaining of dizzy spells? Their head keeps going very dizzy.
It might be my younger sister. Might be my little sister.
And I do feel as though she would suffer with, like, a condition like vertigo, or there is something that is affecting her balance that is like an ear problem.
Okay. Let me think about that one.
let me tell you to remember that and talk to her about that. If that doesn't improve, that would be something to discuss again with the doctor. Now, I've just pulled another card out for you, James, which is the sensitivity card, and you're a very sensitive person. You'd make a very good psychic medium yourself because you pick up things very, very quickly. Are you engaging in that kind of activity at the moment? Are you developing your own abilities?
I'm developing. I have been practicing with the Oracle cards, and I'm very clairvoyant, so sometimes I pick up really good images, especially in my dreams, but I'm studying right now. I'm trying to learn to get a whole lot better.
Well, I think you're going to be very, very good at doing readings for other people, and I think there are some cards that you could look out for, which are by a lady called Sonia Choquette, which is an American lady. And they're called The Answer is Simple.
Okay.
And I'm sure you would like lots of things by Doreen Virtue.
Absolutely, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I just feel like you already know about Doreen Virtue, but I've got to tell you about the cards by Sonia Choquette, because I think you're going to work with those very, very nicely.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Okay, I hope that's helped you, James.
It did. Thank you very, very much. Do you know if the trip to Australia is work-related or personally related?
To be honest with you, I just see you going there. I don't know whether it's work-related or personal. I can just see you making a trip there and that it's going to be a very good thing for you to go.
That's wonderful. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you all. Thank you. This is wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ashley, and thank you for calling. And remember, you can have a copy of that in my archives about midday tomorrow. You know, amazing person, Beth, an amazing reading there. Just simply go to www.mikespirit.fm about midday tomorrow, and you'll be able to have a copy of that in the archives. And thank you very much for calling there, James. Okay, I do believe that our next caller is online, and it's Serena. Is it Serena? Are you there?
It's Sabrina.
Sabrina, sorry, I do apologize. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing very fine, thank you. And, you know, we're doing very well, particularly this is our first show here on this new station. And thank you for calling. So was there a reading that you was looking for there, Sabrina, or was it just a question that you had there for me?
A reading. I'm looking for a reading.
Okay, bear me a second here. Okay, Sabrina. now, I know instantly I'm aware here of a lady that communicates with me, a lady that's around my vibration. I know that she's been around your vibration quite a lot of late there. And I know I want to say to you that this lady, before she passed home to the spirit world, that I'm feeling as if I want to say that there's a hospital connection here with this lady, because I know that I'm aware of machines that starts to beep in the background there as I'm talking to her. So I know that she would have either been in and out of the hospital for a while before she passed, or she actually passed in the hospital there, okay? But I know as she communicates you with me that she ties very close around your vibration. She ties as if I want to say that she's your family as she comes close. But I know that she makes me aware that, you know, the lower part of her body really gave up on her a few years before she actually passed, because she says to me that she's battled and she's struggled on with life. Before she passed from this life. Do you understand of a lady like this there for me, Sabrina?
Yes, I do. I know who that is.
Okay, good. Because I know that she connects you into my vibration here. And I don't know, but she makes me aware of, you know, that you're going through some kind of, as if you're struggling yourself. You know, she would have struggled towards the end of her life. I'm not saying that you're going to pass. Please don't get me wrong. But you're struggling at the moment in your life, aren't you? You're finding as if you're walking, and it's like walking through treacle. If I could put it that way there too, because it's getting difficult, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. See, and, you know, the more that she makes me aware of that, it's almost as if I want to say to you that, you know, it's almost as if you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel at the moment. Is that right?
Yes. It's something to do with my health, yes.
Okay, that's fine. Because she's saying to me, you know, it's very difficult, it's hard there for you at the moment. Now, I know that you do have support around you, so know that maybe is it your friends or your family, it doesn't matter over who it is, but you do have support around you. But, you know, it would be so much, I can't say better, but you feel so much easier in yourself if there was a little bit more support there for yourself at the moment. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, she does tell me as well here, there, Sabrina, that, you know, that who's the one that's been a bit not doing as much as they should be doing right now, they feel?
As much as they should be doing?
Yes. There's someone that's not pulling their weight then.
I can't think, unless she's talking about me, but I can't think of anybody else.
Okay. No. Let me talk to you about a gentleman that's in your life right now that you feel could be doing a little bit more than what they are or what he is.
I don't know anyone like that.
Okay, because she says
she's talking about my son.
Okay,
but he's little.
No, I feel there's somebody a little bit older. Okay, a little son. There's somebody a little bit older that could be doing a little bit more than what they're actually doing right now. Okay, and that's, you know, her opinion. So whoever this is, she feels that they could be doing a little bit more to help you. Okay, I feel that this is somebody close with you that is already helping you, but she feels they could be doing a little bit more. Now, who's the gentleman in your life at the moment that is, that's having difficulty with hearing something? So is there someone in your life that's having difficulty with their hearing?
That sounds like somebody in my family, like my uncle.
Okay, that's fine. So it's your uncle she talks about then, okay? It could be doing a little bit more. Okay, so your uncle is obviously doing bits there for you right now, is that right?
Yeah, he's supportive.
Okay, well, she sees that he could be doing a little bit more, okay?
As long as
you understand what she's saying, that's what's important, isn't it? Okay, but yes. I know that she comes through at the moment from the spirit world, just to be remembered that you, and so that you know from the spirit world that she is doing her utmost best to make things more comfortable there for you and a little easier then, okay? But she wants me to say that you, that, you know, there's lots of energy around your life. There's lots of spirit in your vibration. And I know that as these spirits are in your vibration here, that I want to say to you that they sometimes, you know, catch you on the hop, if you'd understand what I mean there. Because it's almost like as if you're sensing the spirit world, but it catches you out every now and again, and it kind of startles you every now and again. Is that right?
I guess.
Okay. What have you right in saying there to you, Sabrina, that you kind of see things out the corner of your eye, and when you turn around to look at it, it kind of disappears all the time. Is that right?
I kind of brushed that off. Yes.
Okay.
Not what you're talking about.
That's okay, that's fine. So I know I want to say to you that it kind of catches you on the hop now and again, okay? And it's just her way of proving to you, look, that she's in your vibration, okay? Stop doubting yourself.
Okay.
I want to say to you, stop doubting yourself. It's not so much that you're doubting the spirit, but it's like questioning the spirit sometimes, okay? And that's fine because, you know, I've always said, you know, always question things. Always make sure that when you're getting in, when you, or what you're receiving, make sure it's right for you, okay? But she says that to me, you know, stop doubting yourself, but, you know, keep questioning the spirit world, because they're very much around your vibration, very thick in your vibration at the moment. Now, why do I see as if I want to go to your arms? Is there a problem with your arms at the moment?
No, not that I know of.
Why do I want to say it's almost as if I want to look at a cup in front of me and I want to say to you, it's like as if I'm having difficulty in lifting that cup up then at the moment?
A cup? No.
So it's almost as if I'm having difficulty in lifting things. Okay. Or was that her then, that difficulty of gripping older things towards the end of her life? I want to say that almost as if I need to use two arms.
Are you talking about for me? Or somebody else?
It's either with yourself or it's with this lady I'm communicating with.
Oh, you're talking about her.
Okay,
you're
that's fine.
About, I think you're talking about my aunt.
That's okay. So long as you understand that that's what's important, okay? Because I know I'm having difficulty in holding on to things there. See, and again, it's just more information that you recognize her from, okay? And this is the way that she comes through at the moment. Know that you have lots of support from her. Know that there's lots of love coming to you from the spirit world as well. But I know I want to see that you keep pushing forward. And, you know, even though I said in the beginning that you're seeing as if it's not light at the end of the tunnel, there is light at the end of the tunnel. You will see a difference, okay? Just keep your faith strong. Is that okay?
Do you see like a child on the other side?
A child what, coming into your life, you mean?
No, a child in spirit.
Okay, hang on a minute. See, and I always say that, you know, that we cannot command or demand of the spirit, but, you know, I will ask if there is anyone there.
Okay.
And would this be a child then? Because I'm aware of someone that would have maybe reached this earth, but only for a short time. So would you understand of a baby that would have come into this life and then left the life very quickly?
Not a baby, a six-year-old.
Okay, well, that's quite quickly, really, isn't it? It's not a very long life.
Okay, yes.
Now, would I be right in saying that there was, that would have been to do with health issues with that youngster, is that right?
It wasn't health issues.
Okay, then that's not the one I'm talking about, okay? That's not the one, because I know that, see, and I want to stick with what I say, with a child, that a baby that reached this earth, there wasn't here very long. I want to say maybe a few months.
Okay, no.
Okay, well, I know that I've got that, so maybe that's for somebody else that's calling through. I don't know. But know if there is a child in the spirit world that links there with you. Because I haven't brought them through, it doesn't mean that they're not there. Okay, know that they are around your life. And I always say, you know, if we had more time, if we had like plenty of time here, then I could go into a lot of things. I could go into things a lot deeper. But I know that child will communicate with you no matter what. Okay. Thank you very much for calling the MikeSpirit.fm. Remember, if you go to my webpage, the MikeSpirit.fm here, you'll be able to get a copy of that reading in my archives about midday tomorrow. And I say thank you very much for calling here.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, Beth, I know that we are steaming through the show. I do believe that we have Elder on next. Is that right, Elder? Are you there with us?
Hello?
Hello. Did I get your name right there? Is it Elder, is it?
Yolanda.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. And was it a question that you had there for us?
I'm calling for a reading. There are a lot of changes going on in my life right now.
Okay. Beth, are you ready there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Elder.
Hello.
Hello, nice to talk to you today. So you want to look at some of the changes that you're going through at the moment?
Yes, and my name is Yolanda.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Yolanda.
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 Yes.
Sorry, it wasn't a very good line and I couldn't hear you very well, but I've got it now, so Yolanda. Okay, let me have a look at my cards for you, Yolanda, and see what's going on. Okay, I think that I almost want to say to you, Yolanda, that you've seen the light because you've now started getting things into perspective. And I think things were all very hectic and going a little bit crazy. But it's almost now I feel as though you've started to regain some control over what is going on for you. I think there's some interesting changes that are going to take place also. And I think that you're a very creative lady. And I think that you need to be focusing on what you love doing in your life, because I think there is something that you absolutely love, and I think you're a very creative person, and I think you can turn that into something very profitable for you and very, very good for you. But in order for these things to take place, you've got to release some of the old. So allowing them the new to come in. I think good and positive things are around the corner for you. And I think that you feel very different to everybody else and that you're a very unique person. I think you're very spiritually minded, Yolanda. And I think you, as you get through this time in your life of changes, that in about 8 weeks' time, things take a turn and I think things become much easier and almost like then you've seen the light. Don't make things too complicated and please try and keep the peace with somebody. I don't know whether you've just had a bit of altercation with somebody or a bit of an argument with somebody recently, but I do feel as though you've got to go now into a time which is much more peaceful. Does all that make sense to you, Yolanda?
Yes. Yes, very much so. Very much
okay.
So.
Okay. I also pick up on a name, and if you don't know it now, I want you to remember that I've told you the name of Jack or Jackie. Okay?
Okay.
Because I feel that that is going to have quite a bearing on your life in a few months' time. I also am drawn to the initial T, and I want to say a name like Tina or Terry, but certainly a name with an initial T is important. And I feel as though that person is already around you. Can you place that?
I'm thinking. Tiana?
I couldn't hear what you said very well, I'm afraid.
Tiana? I have a friend abroad named Tiana.
Yeah, that would make sense because to me it sounded something like Tina. So that would certainly fit in with a name that I'm picking up. I think that that person is going to be very significant in your life. I do feel, though, as though they need a lot of help with something.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Oh, no, go ahead.
And would you also understand somebody that is either around you or in the spirit world that would have a very addictive behavior pattern?
You mean cigarettes?
Because I can also pick up on somebody with a big addiction to something, and I do feel as though that needs to be brought under control.
Okay.
I also have the card here that says revelation, and I do feel as though somebody is going to tell you something soon, and something is going to be revealed, which can almost be something of quite a surprising nature for you. Almost like everything comes out in the open.
Wow, is that going to be good news or bad news?
Well, I think it will ultimately be good news because this person will be able to get something off their chest. But I think you've got to, when this revelation presents itself, very much you need to stand by this person and support them.
Does this relate to a child?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I just know it's something where you will support the person, and by supporting them, that is the right thing to do.
Okay.
I also look at the initial V, and I think there's going to be a connection with a name like Vic, Vicky, or Vanessa.
Oh, Vanessa, yes. I have a friend, Vanessa.
Okay, and again, I feel that you need to draw Vanessa close to you, and again, she has things that you could help her with. But she's a very knowledgeable person, And I think as you help her, she will help you in return.
Okay, yes. She's a very dear friend.
And she needs some understanding, but you're going to help each other, which is good. Now, I think maybe Vanessa is connected to somebody called Rose. And I need you to ask her about that. And also, I've got a funny reference to give to you. Would you understand anybody that had a lucky rabbit's foot?
No, I haven't seen those in 30 years.
I can't.
No.
Sorry, I can't hear you at the moment. Could you just repeat that?
No. I haven't seen those.
Do you know, I almost feel as though I've got like a picture of a rabbit in my mind, but I have like a lucky rabbit's foot. So I don't know if somebody had that and they kept it, you know, as a way of bringing luck to a situation. And I also look at that and feel like somebody would have a connection to Ireland.
The Caribbean?
Ireland, like an Irish connection to the country.
Ireland?
Yeah, the country of Ireland.
That's interesting.
I'm sorry, Yolanda, it's a really bad line and I can't hear you. Can you actually repeat what she's saying to me, Mike?
I just said that's interesting.
Oh, I can hear you now. Okay, why do you feel that's interesting?
Because it's completely left field. I don't know. It just sounds interesting. Very international. Just interesting. It doesn't ring a bell right now, but my life is full of surprises.
Okay. Well, then I need you to look out for somebody that is of Irish descendants that you're going to be involved with in some way, or there's certainly going to be a connection for you to the country of Ireland. So it may be that you go there. But I do really feel more like it's a person that you're going to be connected to that has Irish blood.
Okay.
I think it'll be a good connection too.
Okay.
Okay, I hope that's helped you, Yolanda.
And my love life?
In your love life, I think that you've still got some time before things become very settled for you.
Okay.
Because I don't know whether you've been in a previous relationship that's been very turbulent, but I do feel as though you will come into a time where things are more settled and you may find that you meet a new person that suits you very much better.
Okay.
And I think, again, that's going to be a good step forward.
Thank you so very much. And I recently dropped my droid in the toilet bowl and destroyed it with so much important information on it, and now it's at a cell phone repair place. Are they going to be able to fix my phone? They told me it might be ready by next Tuesday or Wednesday.
To be honest, I'm not really looking at it with much hope, but I think they will get some information, but not all.
Okay. Will it be working again?
I really can't tell you, Yolanda. I'm not sure, so I'm not going to try and give you something that I can't see. So I can't say for definite on that one, I'm afraid.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for a wonderful reading.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You take care.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you very much. And remember, you can have a copy of that on my archives about midday tomorrow. And thank you very much for calling. If you go to www.mikespirit.fm and look up the archives, and that's where you'll find the copy of that reading. Thank you very much for calling. Beth, we have 5 minutes left of the show. I know that we've got literally over 100 people online waiting for a reading. We do really profusely apologize. We're not going to be able to get to any more callers for this week. But remembering, come back in next week, where you will find this show right here. I know that we were supposed to have another host on straight after this show. Unfortunately, she's not going to be able to be with us due to unforeseen circumstances. But I know that, you know, she will be back next week, and she will be doing readings as well. That'll be right after my show. And I know that before my show next week, again, we'll have the Sweet Manix with the iPod Shuffle show, an amazing show. And it was a privilege to be in the presence of the Wiz doing the show. But Beth, amazing guest once again. So let's just confirm it's the 14th of October, is that venue that we're all doing together?
Absolutely, that's in the UK. That's at the Station Hotel in Dudley. Love to see as many people there as possible.
Well, the minute that it's posted onto your Facebook page, it'll be posted onto my Facebook page, which is Mike Davis Medium. You can search me there, add me as a friend. You can search for Mike Spirit FM on Facebook too, or even Mike Spirit.fm on Facebook, and you'll be able to obtain all the information there if you know all about this show and all about the forthcoming events. I know that tomorrow evening I will be doing a demonstration of my mediumship in Blackwood. If you'd like to come up to Blackwood, then again, inbox me on Facebook, and I'm sure that I'll be able to get as much information there to you as it comes through. But I know that you know, it's been an amazing first show here with you, Beth.
Thank you for asking me to be your first guest. I'm very privileged.
Well, you know, you can always come back at any time. And, you know, there is also another way that people can get hold of me. It's on Twitter as well. If you go to Twitter, my Twitter name is MikeSpirit15. Also on the website of www.mikespirit.fm, that's where you can listen to the show. There is an interactive chat room there as well, which that's been very busy this evening there, Beth, isn't it? It's been an ongoing thing for since the show started, and you know, it's nice to see people in that chat room. So, you know, I invite you all to come over to listen to the show on MikeSpirit.fm next week. I know that the week after next, that there'll be a two new shows starting here as well. You're going to have the Captain Gwynty Jones show. And again, you're going to have me on a Thursday evening, and I'll be doing readings there. I realize the demand and the popularity of this show from day one. So, you know, we will be putting another show on for you, and we'll be having more guests each and every week, like Beth, amazing workers, amazing worker for the spirit world. And Beth, they can catch you on the Bridge Radio, is it?
Every Sunday, 5 till 7 p.m., www.thebridgeradio.net. Go to my Facebook page, Elizabeth Lee Crowther, and all the details are on there.
Okay, so if you go there and add Elizabeth as a friend, add myself as a friend, on Mike Spirit, sorry, on Mike Davis Medium, or even Mike Spirit FM, whichever one that you want to go on to. It's a pleasure to be here, and we're going to be here each and every week as these weeks develop, and hopefully that this show will develop into, you know, a show that you can call into, a show that will be very interactive there for you. And as I said, come over and join us in Mike Spirit FM. That's where you'll find a chat room. You're going to need to register on the home page to get a privilege to see that chat room. But come there and post your messages, because we would love to see your messages there. We can answer your questions there. And I know that right about for me now, and for Beth right now, it's good night. And I suppose it's good day, good morning, or wherever you are.
Hi, we are the Sweet Manix, and we will be bringing you a brand new show on MikeSpirit.fm.
Every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. UK time.
Bringing you the best of classic rock and up-and-coming Welsh music.
I know I'll be shuffling my iPod. How about you, Robin?
I certainly will, Rachel.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is.
Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium.
and adding him as a friend, or search for MikeSpirit.fm.
So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time.
We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.